Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or
for everybody on Blog Talk Radio, what you just experienced was what a record skip was like back in the day. If you never had one of those records that would skip, well, guess what?
Too funny.
Guess what?
Did you make me a moderator?
I have not yet, no. So, here we go. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did.
All right.
Now, glad to have everybody with us.
We are glad to have everybody with us.
Make sure all my hair is laying down.
Your hair looks lovely, dear.
Got to get the dirt from behind my ear a little bit. Here we go. Let's bring in Facebook. See if we can actually get a notification tonight. We'd appreciate it if everybody in the live audience would please mute their electronic devices so we would have no needless interruptions. Well, there you go. That explains it all. Thank you, Jesus. He's faithful, isn't he?
Jesus is faithful. Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the community of faith.
We're glad to have you here.
We're glad to have you watching. I even got a notification. I like that.
I do too. That's amazing.
That is absolutely wonderful. Awesome. Amazing. Go ahead.
The noon prayer program. We didn't get notifications. Most everybody did. And we weren't even allowed to comment. They took our comment bar away from us. Oh, now that I'm laughing about that, I see it's still gone. So that'll make tonight interesting. Don't just bear with us and know we love you even if
Rebecca Smith is with us. Hi, Rebecca. Good to have you with us. Francetta is with us. Amen, Sunday. Well, Francetta's somewhere. Good to have you with us. Hey, Brother Dan's with us.
Hi, Dan.
Dan's got Blog Talk Radio nailed down really good. Bless you, brother. Good to have you. Dan must have got a notification. Either that or he's got Blog Talk Radio on the speed dial.
Good evening, Rebecca. Wow, this is really peculiar what they've done here.
I've got a comment bar.
Really?
Yeah. How cool is that? Nope, not that one. This one. Isn't that something, Jesus? Isn't that something? Just got to send a few notifications to a few of our friends.
Yep.
So that we know they got connected. if and they wanted to be connected.
Okay, I got Roger. All right. Is there anybody else you need?
Well, we should probably be getting
We love you too,
Ruth.
Rebecca. I'll try. Rudy had been sending me a thing back saying that the messages aren't getting delivered. So I don't know if his phone was on the... Yeah, it still isn't.
All right.
Dan notified at 7:03. So he did get a notification, so that's good.
Amen. Where did you see that at?
Messenger. Rebecca, I was having a short nap, but I woke up right at 8 o'clock. Hallelujah. So you haven't had dinner yet? Or did you eat before your nap? Inquiring minds want to know.
What did you have for supper? Yeah.
What did we have? We had tuna barley casserole. Sort of. Well, I did. Yes, I ate honey.
No.
We like honey.
I like honey too. Yep. I like honey on my toast.
Yeah.
I really like it on my raisin toast. And I really, really, really like it on my toast of the Jeremiah bread or whatever you call it.
Ezekiel bread. Ezekiel bread is very, very good, healthy, and it's live sprouted bread.
Live sprouted. Now, I've never figured out what that live sprouted was all about.
Minimally processed.
Minimally processed,
yes.
Not ground down to nothing.
Not ground down to nothing, no.
Huh. Minimally processed.
Minimally processed. Still has some health factors in it.
Shabadabalikitimanandando besibilibantakita.
Trying really hard to get there. There we are. Roger, I'm going to need a code sheet for your new language. Rebecca, I made a one pan chicken and vegetables with wonderful gravy. Amen. That sounds awesome. Stevie ate it and liked it.
I don't know what a one pan anything is.
Like a casserole.
Oh. Well, amen. Glory
Roger
be to God.
Roger had leftovers. This is such a weird thing. Do I have that pinned or something? No. I don't know what they have done to my screen here, but... Okay, well, I can come up that way.
So, it is a beautiful Thursday night in North Dakota, and we're glad to have you with us. And tonight, we're going to be talking about the fatness of the vine. The fatness of the vine. And, you know, you might say, what in the world is that all about, Pastor? Well, we've been studying it lately. And, did you get it?
Yep.
All right. And we're going to get in a little deeper. There's Brother Roger Oxy tonight. Welcome, Brother Roger. How are you tonight?
Blessed. You?
We are blessed.
I'm blessed too, man. I'm even blessed 3 and 4.
No 4 and 5?
You know, our verse we stand on all the time is exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. And it's interesting. It's very interesting to find the things of God at a whole new level and then begin to function in them, because The exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think is so far beyond where I'm at. And yet I know what I'm speaking. And I don't speak little. I do not speak little. And what I like about what I speak is Brother Roger always speaks a hundredfold return to it. So what I speak gets a hundredfold return on top of it automatically by Brother Roger's faith. Now, my brother, we make quite a powerful team here.
Thank you.
Thank you. And then we got Brother Dan and his agreement of a hundredfold, and Brother Sister Mary, Pastor Rick, and all y'all.
Rebecca.
Can I get a Zoom link?
That's what I'm looking right now, or grabbing right now.
Anytime people ask that, I don't see it, just say it, because I got it in one click. Did you find it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, hallelujah.
One thing.
Two things.
I wanted to thank Sister Leanne for my new language.
Do you have like a website where those code sheets are available?
I will go ahead and send you one.
Rebecca says hello, Roger.
Well, listen, it's all right, guys. Let them do what they want to do. We're kicking this thing in God, and and there ain't nobody that's got nothing. That can, amen, man. There ain't nobody that's got nothing that's going to do anything. But, well, Mary just got a notice, but Mary's been hanging around. She was here for the donuts and coffee.
Yeah.
Does blueberry muffins count for a
bite? Woo! Blueberry muffins. I'm reading one of those, Roger.
The Zoom link is in your messenger, Rebecca, and there's also one in the family thread.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Now, Brother Dan, you might have to come live on Blog Talk Radio and tell us what you had for supper.
Yeah. Or send it in messenger.
Dan's like, hit the mute button, hit the mute button.
What'd you have, Mary?
Did I just say breakfast?
I have leftover homemade beef vegetable soup.
Oh, yum.
Yum.
Mary,
do you make pickled beets?
I don't make them. I buy them. But I've made them in my younger days, but not anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Wait, you didn't have one of them root cellars that had about 850 jars of pickled beets on it from the last 20 years?
My
mom one time got, when they moved to Tennessee, she did some visiting nurse stuff and some other nursing things. And one of the places where she was, the patient was fighting cancer, and then they died, crossed over the other side. And the family came and said to her, all of mom's canned vegetables, we got to do something with them. And mom got about 25 quart jars of these pickled peppers.
Oh, yum.
That was amazing, man. I'm like, don't give them to my brothers and sisters.
Were they green peppers or banana peppers? What were they?
They were like a banana pepper.
Hot?
They weren't hot. They weren't hot, but they were spicy. But they were pickled, and they were amazing. Some of them were like from 2004. You know, they were old, and you're like, you pull them out, and they about fall apart. But ooh, they were good. You ate all the peppers, and then you drank the juice.
Yeah,
I used to make dill pickles, red butter pickles, dill beans, green beans that were dill, and tomatoes up the end. Pinches, pears, not anymore,
Margaret Ogden's with us. Welcome, Margaret. Margaret, glad to have you
Margaret,
with us tonight.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to one of the greatest families of God you will ever find.
Amen.
Right here. Go ahead, Roger.
Amen.
You remember my comments. Each word takes the first letter. And that is the whole word.
Have you had any of these COVID messages thrown out?
No.
That's awesome. So, you know, we got a new person tonight, Sister Margaret Ogden. Welcome. If you want to tell us where you're streaming from, you're welcome to. And if you are so inclined, we always talk about what we had for supper because we just like to know how everybody else is doing. And
what the weather is like and just the family settling in for the evening.
Just family settling in. Gets everybody an opportunity to get connected and, you know, get the notification and get your coffee cup in the right place, get your notebook, your pen, and your Bible, and go to work. And as you do, God's blessing will be on your life. Wow.
Amen.
Wow, 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 wow.
Amen, I said.
Amen. Sister Rebecca. Amen.
Glad hello. To... Hello. Anybody home?
Yeah, we're home. Jesus. Now, you know, as we are on here every night, we're learning more and more how to make this work, how to make Zoom work. And, you know, what's up? I need some ice in this, if you would, please. Tonight's message, you can take it with you. Tonight's message is going to be about the olive tree, like we were the other night. But there's a statement in Romans chapter 11 that's called the fatness of the root. And even though we were just talking about pickled beets, that's a root plant. Tonight's message is not going to be about pickled beets. That was supposed to be a joke. Nobody laughed. That was it's
okay.
All right.
I got it. It was so funny. I almost forgot to laugh.
Now, you know, wow. Thank you, Father, for your awesome love and mercy to us and wisdom. Now, we have been studying two major series this month, last month. What are we at? The 17th day of February. And the first one was the book of Revelation with Dr. Hilton Sutton, where we studied the whole book of Revelation, learned some very, very valuable things there. And, you know, what's interesting about that is this. We have very specifically come to some really great revelations of Revelation. We've gotten great revelation about the book called Revelation that some people call a confusation. And, you know, one of the greatest things is, and I like to say this because it tweaks people's interest, the mark of the beast is not even going to happen until 3.5 years into the tribulation. So you and I do not have to even worry about taking the mark of the beast. They can't slide it through on something you can't see. It's not in a chip. It's not in a computer. It's not in a tablet. It's not in your phone. It's not on a barcode or any of the rest of the stuff they're saying. It is actually going to be that mark of the beast, 666, that's going to be on your forehead for everybody to see.
Nuh-uh.
But you are not going to be here for it. So that's not something that you have to do and be worried about. Now, one of the things we've got to come to is the revelation of these things and let them get all the way down inside and really change your life. So we studied Revelation, and that was a powerful study. The next one we did by the leadership of the Holy Spirit was called Driven by Eternity. Now, Dr. Hilton Sutton's material. You can't really find a lot of it on YouTube. You can find some of it. And I encourage you to go study. Somebody type in Dr. Sutton's name, Dr. Hilton Sutton. Somebody type that in. That way people know how to find that. All right. And then the other one was Driven by Eternity with Brother John Bevere. Now, the new model, the new edition of that series is it's quite abridged, reduced down. And we encourage you to find the older ones that was the original taping of it. And there's a playlist. If you'd like that, we can send it to you. I have it all in one playlist. You can shoot it right over in an email to you. And it's a powerful lesson about the judgment of God and the love of God working alongside of each other. The judgment of God keeps you out of the ditches. The love of God keeps you in the center of the world, road reaching the world. You got to have love to reach the world, but you got to have the reality of the fear of the Lord to keep you in the center of the road so you don't go off and do something ignorant, foolish, dumb, and stupid and get yourself into a mess with God. And in the day we live, there are many people that have gone away and gotten themselves into a serious mess with God in organizations and churches all over the world. Why do you think in some cities there's the First Baptist and the Second Baptist and the Third Baptist and the Fourth Pentecostals? Because that church has split that many different times and we got a big old mess. And it's like Dr. Barclay says, my ordaining elder, Dr. Barclay says, there would never be a church split if everybody was in love with Jesus and obeying what he said to do.
That is so true.
Because Jesus would never divide his body.
Right.
The word is, the word is never. And the word is never ever. Because he wants his body strong and stronger and stronger and stronger.
Yeah, one body, one faith, one Lord.
Don't worry, she'll turn her mic and her camera on soon so you can actually see her as she's teaching.
I've sent you an example of the code.
I see that.
Thank you, Roger.
I got it. A-G-H and so on. I'm not sure what the so on is, but that's all right. Well, here we go.
The rest of the battle hymn of the Republic.
Oh, I got it. All right, well, here we go. We might as well get started. Get started a little early tonight. Looks like everybody that's with us is with us, and other people will come on by a little bit later on as we're going. And that'll be a good thing. And we'll continually do the work that God gives us to do. Amen.
I'll be on the sideband.
All right.
On the sideband, yo, trucker. So here we go. Let's get started. We got our process here is always to honor the flag. Honor our men and women every day that have served. And to remember the price that's been paid for our freedom. Freedom is not free. It never has been. Even though you're free from sin because of the work of Jesus, it cost Jesus his whole life.
Thank you,
Jesus, for giving. Oh, my goodness, just
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for our sins and iniquities in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, here we go. Rise together with me, and we will make our pledge of allegiance. Render your honor. Let's make our pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who've paid the last full measure of devotion, those who today in their bodies bear the scars of combat in their spirit, their souls, and their bodies. This moment of silence is in honor of every one of the families of the fallen who will stand somewhere today in honor of their loved ones' life lived and service rendered. This moment of silence lasts for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. Now, if you will, join me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with foam, God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. Thank you, Father, for your great love in our life.
Yes. Thank
you. Every day, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. There we go. Got an errant finger tonight, but we'll get it in order. This is our opening prayer every time we come here to the community of faith. And, you know, we pray this on purpose, and we ask you to join with us as a prayer to start all of us into this program this evening, all in the same heart and in the same mind. And this isn't, there's no holiness in this prayer. This wasn't written by some organization somewhere. This is a prayer that God gave me by the Holy Spirit for us. How cool is that? It's a prayer of focus. But this way, everybody gets to say the same thing together. Pray this with us. Father, we pray this prayer today as your children, as the body of Christ, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever, and that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And now we go to the great cloud of witnesses. Join the voices of every great prayer warrior, patriot warrior, passionate patriot, of this great nation, and we declare, God bless America. May God bless America. Tonight, Father, all across this great nation, there are many people who are having some form of a church service or a patriotic gathering tonight. Our motto, our mantra that America has is United We Stand. And tonight you have, and every night, you have the commanded blessing of unity that you have told us to speak boldly. Pray this, speak it boldly as a child of God and yet as an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven. Here we go. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for us, brethren, to dwell together in unity. It is the precious oil running down on the edge of Aaron's garments. It's like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commands the blessing, life forevermore. And Father, we receive your commanded blessing in our lives every day. Yes. Ephesians chapter 4 is the story of the church. It's the church chapter. The whole chapter is. And I encourage you, if you've not read it out loud, do that about 15 or 20 times. Because if you've never heard of the fivefold ministry and the body of Christ as the church, then you need to read this chapter and let the Holy Spirit of God speak it to your heart. Now, we're going to proclaim it across the United States of America and into the international network of prayer and faith in a prayer of agreement for all of our brothers and sisters around the world who tonight are standing in faith in their church, their body of Christ. You ready? Say it with me. There is one body and one spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Say it with me. I have a grace.
I have a grace
to bring my gift alive.
Alive, amen.
And God wants you to do it right here. Now,
amen.
Here's the beginning of the verses. Verse 11 is the fivefold ministry, the office of leadership in the church, and 2 through 16 is you and I, the body, working with the leaders. I want to say something tonight and remind everybody. You may not be in the fivefold ministry because only 5% of all the church is in the fivefold ministry. That is a calling and office of God. But greater than the fivefold ministry is the body of Christ. That's the force.
Yeah.
And that's every single one of us. You ready?
Amen.
Including me.
Yeah.
I'm in the fivefold ministry as a pastor, teacher, and an apostle, one who's been sent. But I'm also a member of the body. And I have a pastor. I have his apostolic appointment to do my work right here. That's what gives a ministry power.
Yeah.
It's tough when you're a headless head. I'm just preaching, as Sister Phyllis would say. Speak this out loud boldly, and we're going to bless the whole body of Christ as we do this. And Jesus himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of Man, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. Isn't that amazing?
It is. Hallelujah.
When you think about the verse that says he's going to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think, this last line came from verse 19. Verse 20 and 21 is, once you're filled with the fullness of God, God is going to do the exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. Why? Because you're filled with all the fullness of God. You might say, Pastor, that's impossible. Well, I have one recommendation for you. Don't say about God's word that it's impossible. That was a little preaching, joking, but I mean, it's like serious. What God said, he mean. The Holy Spirit wasn't bored and just threw words in.
Amen.
He meant every word he said. Now, here's the benefit of the fivefold ministry and the body working together, verse 14. So that we will no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of body for the edifying of itself in love. I bring my gift and my supply to this body of believers today. Use me to be a blessing to others in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Father, help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Amen. And amen. Now, we like to start that way because it doesn't do you any good to complain about our great nation if you're not going to actively pray for the nation. That is a violation of your stewardship as a good American. And so many people have said, well, I don't get all this speaking the word out loud like that. The only place I've ever seen that done is a Catholic church, or maybe a Lutheran or something. Well, many times that's their only gospel they get. But the purpose of us is doing it, us is, you know what an us is, don't you? An us is like we-ins and you-ins. But anyways, the purpose why we do it is to give us all an agreeable word to speak and declare in the prayer of agreement. Jesus said, where two or three of you agree as touching anything that will be done, God's going to get involved and make things happen.
Yeah,
and so when there's 40 of us, there's 50 of us, there's 300 of us, whatever it is that shows up, you and I have a force against our enemy that cannot be stopped. This is the 17th of the month of February, and already in this ministry, we've reached over 270 different people. Now, that's big.
Hallelujah.
Last year, the number was like 500. Last year, last month, our number was like 540. Why are you saying that, Pastor? Well, because of the nature of what we do, it's much more than what you actually see here. Because not everybody's willing to come and make comments and get into the fray of everybody saying hallelujah and throwing verses around and all of that. And that's perfectly okay. However, we welcome you to come and be a part of a very powerful force called the Community of Faith. It's not me. It's not these people. It's all of us come together.
All of us together.
This program is called Establishing Your Faith. This ministry is called the Community of Faith. And our leader is Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who not only is seated on the throne at the right hand of the Father, but he is living on the inside of you.
Amen.
Leading you from the inside out. Healing you from the inside out. Blessing you from the inside out. Hey, Victor Davis is with us.
Hi, Vic.
And Sally
welcome.
Pounding. Welcome, welcome,
hi,
welcome.
Sally.
Sally, love you. I haven't seen you guys in forever. Hey, just so you know, Sally, I sent Brother Tom Plaska a text the other day. And Tom told me he would let me back in Michigan if I bought him a steak and a potato or pie and ice cream. So, next time I come back to Michigan, you better get the whole crowd and let's go have steak and potatoes with pie and ice cream. We'll just do it all in one.
Do it all, huh?
Bless you, Sally. We love you. Thank you. Thank you for being my friend, man. We've been friends now for, wow. years. Woo, that's a long time, man. That's interesting.
A coon's age.
Well, coons might get old. We don't. Anyways, so welcome, everybody. Glad to have you here and glad to have you be a part. Now, let me just bring everybody up to speed again. Those of you that are the old folks, been around here for a while, thank you for always letting us share this. Those of you that are new, we have several programs that the Community of Faith and the people here helps me. I'm a minister of the gospel, produce and put out to the kingdom of God. Our newest one is called Read the Word, and it's a powerful, powerful program. It happens every morning. I've posted in a YouTube video on my personal Facebook page, and that is me. I am reading the Bible through with you chronologically this year. We started on January 1st. With Genesis chapter 1. I think we started on January 2nd with Genesis chapter 1. And then we got caught up on January 2nd and did a multi, and it's been right on ever since then. I will read that program right after this program's finished, and then we'll post it up there in a YouTube video. It's also available on Blog Talk Radio, where you can listen to the audio. But here's the cool thing about it. It's very interesting. I've read the Bible before. I've read the Pentateuch before. It's never come alive like it is right now, reading it out loud with a group of people reading it with me. It's never come alive like this. It's an interesting factor. I have a link with all of them in it if you'd like to join that program. It's about 25 minutes a day. And that's the opening, reading the scriptures, a little comment, prayer of salvation. There's timestamps in it, so you can go right to any part of it. It's a powerful program that God's helping us produce right here. And I want all of you to be a part of it. I really do. Because it's an easy way to go through the Bible. Now, it's chronological, which means all of a sudden they're going to start putting Psalms in. They were written. And you're going to hear, remember in the book of Chronicles, and so-and-so begets so-and-so, and so-and-so begets so-and-so. Those will actually be put right in the text, so we don't have 5 days of reading, and so-and-so begets so-and-so begets so-and-so. It'll be right in the text. All the prophets will say their prophecies right in the story of 1st and 2nd Kings, and it'll be right together. You're going to have Ezra and Nehemiah, and you're going to have all the minor prophets in the proper place where they are. It's going to be a pretty exciting trip through the Bible this year, and we want you to be there with us. That's called Read the Word. You can find it on YouTube and Blog Talk Radio under my name, Samuel J. Cobb. We have our noon prayer, which is called Rebuilding the Walls of Righteousness, where we pray for America and the church around the world. It starts at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, and we pray for about an hour and a half. Usually it's about an hour by the time we get everybody in and get us all together. It's usually right about an hour that we pray and read the word and speak the word. And it's a powerful force, man. We've seen some serious prayers answered in
there.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, my God.
Then tonight's program is called Establishing Your Faith. And everything we teach here is about faith. How you, Jesus said, no. The book of Hebrews says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. We'll just say it conversely. With faith, it is possible to please him.
Amen.
For he who comes to God must believe he is, and that he rewards them who diligently seek you. That's what faith is. You know God exists. You've received Jesus. And you know he'll reward you when you diligently seek him.
Amen.
How cool is that? And that's our three programs. Now, our Establishing the Faith program is on every night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, Monday through Saturday. And Saturday night is a question and answer session. Sunday, we have a program called 1 Hour of Faith, where we meet at noon on Sunday, noon Eastern, and preach faith and talk faith. And besides that, we're out here doing the work of God, helping people. This is a healing room. Anybody who comes by to be healed, we will pray the prayer of faith, and we see God heal people all of the time.
Oh, yeah.
We have a website called SamuelJCottle.com, and we're glad to have you go to that, and you can find all of our information there. There's people who come by and say, Pastor, I'm between churches. I need a place to tithe. That's a good place to tithe right there. And this is a good church to belong to till you find one in your community. There's some people who they can't find a good church in their community because there is not one. And this is a good place to be connected to the body right here. In true apostolic ordination. It's amazing what happens when you get involved in that and you get underneath of it. God Almighty goes to work and truly makes things happen. In Jesus' mighty name. Our format is here. Every now and then you're going to see come through on the Facebook feed that there'll be some people speak up in the background and you'll be like, I'm hearing voices. No, that's just the Amen corner. And we've all been trained very well to keep the cameras off during the program so that you're not shocked by what you saw behind somebody in their house. All right. So they've learned to keep the cameras off. But you will hear him say amen from time to time And that's just our good way of having it be live during our communion, which will be the end. You will even hear them say the communion prayers with us and that. It's our way to have live church.
Amen.
I'd like to pause for an amen. It's not for effect, but it takes a little bit to be able to get the amen out by the time you get the lag in. Now, one more thing. If you find you're in a lag here, which means the program's jitter-jattering on you.
You're 10 seconds behind.
You're 10 seconds behind everybody. That's just the lag. Don't worry about it. You'll get it. Throw a comment in. We'll all look at it and say, well, I wonder what that's all about, but it'll be okay. And then remember, right now during this program, we are on Facebook Live. In a few minutes when the teaching starts, we'll be on YouTube Live. And then we'll also, right now we're actually live on Blog Talk Radio where you can actually call in. You got the phone number, type it in. But we'll put the phone number in. Some people don't have good internet signal and it comes and goes, but you can always be connected by just dialing on your phone, this phone number. Nobody will make you speak. Nobody can hear you in the background at all. They will just, it's just you listening to the program by the audio only. Wow. Did I get it all said?
I think so.
That was a mouthful to get out, but we did it.
You did it.
And I'm working on it. I've made a video three different times that would say all that and show you screens. And it's just not perfected yet. And so I happen to be the speaker for the video. I'm also the video. I'm also the editor. And if it just isn't right, I'm not going to take time doing editing. And we're going to get to where we are, the one take masters. We got the notes down and we get it done in one session in Jesus' mighty name. Brother Dan, welcome, man. Love you over there on Blog Talk Radio. God bless you wherever you are tonight. And isn't it something what God is doing with us? This year is 2022. This is our theme for the year. 2022, I am rewarding you, the great I am rewarding you. Behold, I'm coming quickly, and my reward is with me. Already this year, Sister Leanne and I,
wow,
you know,
I've
not been watching this afternoon. We got going. We was really, really, really busy. And I didn't have anybody come out and say, hey, Pastor, pray for us tonight, because I thought we got that storm last night and dealt with it effectively, but that's all right. We bless the state of Michigan and everybody in the path of that storm. Want to say it with me? Severe storm cease.
Severe storm
cease. Spread out wider.
Spread out wider.
And cover more territory with less rain and snow.
Amen.
Amen? Go outside, speak to those clouds, that they disperse over a broader area and stretch it out.
Yeah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Snow, you can't bind snow in winter. Because in Genesis chapter 8, God said, as long as the earth remains, there will be an harvest. There will be summer and winter.
Yeah.
There will be snow and heat.
Amen.
And amen. And amen, and amen, and amen, and
amen.
So, we bless the state of Michigan, the state of Ohio, over into Ottawa, and to help our Canadian friends to batten down the hatches, be strong, stand in the line, never give up, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
God bless you, Sunday guys. It's good to see you.
Sophie, so good to see
you. All right. Are we ready to get started?
Sure. What's the title for tonight?
I wanted to show you this book. Oh, let's see.
That's good.
Tell me when I'm good, because
you're good.
I'm there. Take a screenshot real quick. If you like to read, this is a good read.
Yes, it is.
I like to give you good information. And that book is so well balanced in the love of the Lord and the judgment, the fear of the Lord and the love of the Lord, that your life is going to really be blessed as you read that book. That's for those that like to read. Some people are like, nah. Look at how thick that book was, Pastor. Wait. It's not that thick. I mean, it's just a little book. Wait, let me see. This book is only 280 pages long. That's not that bad. But well worth your time. If you're a reader, I like to share that.
It really is.
Are you ready for the word?
We are ready for the word.
Let's get YouTube alive. YouTube is live.
Alrighty.
If you're looking for the YouTube channel, it's my name, Samuel J. Cottle. And makes it easy for anybody to find. One person said, isn't that kind of arrogant to put your name on it? I can say community of faith. And I'm going to tell you, that's the title that God gave us. Mess of them out there.
There's a whole bunch.
But there's only one Samuel J. Cottle, Community of Faith. And like Brother Osteen said, somebody's name's got to be on the building so that somebody knows who owns it and has got a stewardship between them and God of what's happening, and that's why that's there. We all know that what we do would not be possible if it were not for the blessed Holy Spirit of God giving us the grace that we need to be in every day. Go with me tonight to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. I feel like Brother Keith Moore all of a sudden. Open tonight with me to two openings. I love my pastor. Open your Bible. I'll be by there in a while. John chapter 15. Tonight we're going to be talking about the fatness of the root. Last night we talked about, or this morning on the Read the Word, we talked about a log of oil. I don't ever remember seeing that word before about a log of oil. But this time reading the Bible out loud, I learned there is a log of oil.
Yep, there is.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Here we go. Once you get there, we're going to make a confession together about the Word of God. The Bible says that we get to have the fruit of our lips. And I like my lips to speak the right words. John chapter 15. I didn't give you the verses yet. It's 1 through 8. John 15, 1 through 8. Here we go. Hold your Bible up. Let's make this confession. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's Word says.
I believe what God's Word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because He is the great I am.
Because He is the great.
The Holy Spirit of God.
The Holy
My resident teacher is making His Word come alive in my life tonight. I receive the Word of God and plant Him as a seed in the good soil of my heart, producing a hundredfold return in my spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' mighty name. amen, and amen, and amen. John chapter 15. Hold on. I got to switch screens here. Everybody just hold on. It won't hurt. It's real light and easy. I got to get everything in the right place. There we go. John chapter 15. And tonight's title is The Fatness of the Olive Branch. That's an interesting title. John chapter 15, verse 1. Of course, this is Jesus during the Last Supper. Watch this. Jesus is gone. Jesus is there with the 11. And Jesus is only minutes away, maybe a couple hours, from going out into the Garden of Gethsemane and suffering for you and me. And these are Jesus' last words to the church, to his disciples, before he's crucified. If you read chapter 14, 15, 16, and 17 out loud in one setting for the purpose of hearing the voice of Jesus speaking to you, it'll be very rich and very powerful, because he was speaking to the disciples most certainly. But you and I are his disciples, because he told his disciples in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 and 19, go into all the world and make disciples of all nations. That's what we're doing. And as disciples, making disciples, every red letter in this Bible that is from Jesus is as if he's speaking it straight to you. Don't leave one of them out. You become erroneous in your doctrinal belief system. You don't want that. Every one of these verses that are red letter, you can take it. Jesus is standing in front of you and saying, you. That's pretty cool. Here we go. 15:1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Isn't that interesting to put that verse right in the middle of this branch cutting verse?
Yeah.
Verse 4, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Now we see what Jesus is saying. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Remember the story when Jesus said to the scribes, the Pharisees, the disciples were there? And he said, many will come on that day and say, Lord, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll say, depart from me. I never knew you. Look at this verse. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. Pastor, how can they cast out demons in Jesus' name? You can learn the process. I actually heard a preacher say one day, anybody can make the name of Jesus work. If they believe, it'll work. And the Apostle Paul said about Jesus, no, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. Anytime the name of Jesus is preached, people are going to come to God. Now, as the person that's leading them, leading them by God's design, or are they doing it of their own flesh? Because if they're doing it of their own flesh on the day of judgment, he's going to look at them and say, out the door, I don't know you. Interesting doctrine, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why you got to open this Bible and read it for yourself. Trust me, I'm a very experienced Bible teacher, as I've been preaching now for 25 years. But the greatest thing about me is I'm like, no, thank God for every great teacher we have and everything we've learned, but what are you showing us on this day that they taught us to get here and God want us to get up here by what they taught us here? And guess what? That's exactly what's going on. And you and I got to be diligent students of it. So Jesus said, unless you abide in me and I, Jesus, abide in you, you won't bear much fruit. You'll be religious, but you won't bear fruit. That's an interesting combination,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, let's keep reading. Without me, you can do nothing. Verse 6, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. Oh, Jesus, have mercy on people that do not know what they're doing. Wow. Verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11. And it's actually the whole chapter of 11 where the Apostle Paul is talking about the fact that the Jews rejected Jesus. And as an olive tree, you and I were grafted into that tree. So I'm going to start reading. Let's see. Where did I start last time? Start with verse 11. And I think we're probably going to go down to down to 24. 11 to 24. He can shrink it down a little bit. I like to give the whole point of view so everybody has that ability to see it. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Israel was stumbling. Israel was not receiving Jesus, had come as the Savior. They missed him as the Messiah. He sat down in the very Messiah chair, and they did not believe it was him. He did mighty works, and he said to them one day, If you don't see me doing the works of my Father, then don't believe me. But if you see the works of my Father in me, then you should probably believe me. The prophet said it was going to happen. Verse 11, but through their fall to provoke them to jealousy, salvation has come to the Gentiles. That's what made the scribes and Pharisees so mad, is the Gentiles were being healed. Two of Jesus' greatest miracles were people who were not even a part of the covenant of Abraham. Before their time, because Jesus said, I must bring this message to the lost sheep of the tribe of Israel before going to the Gentiles.
Right.
And the centurion, who was probably the man following Jesus, as a Roman centurion, watching the crowd, a centurion has 100 troops. So he and his 100 troops probably was in every situation. In that part, in that region where Jesus was, he was there watching to see what went on. Because many people tried to create an insurrection against Rome. And the centurion and his men would squash it. They would stop it. And throw him in prison, beat him, whatever they did. The Romans were just brutal. So this centurion was watching Jesus daily. And let's grab that reference about that. It doesn't matter, any one of them. And he said, Jesus, actually he sent someone to say, Jesus, our master is a centurion. He's done many things for us. And his servant is lying near unto death. And Jesus said, I'll go to your house. And the centurion's talking to Jesus. Got my stories crossed. Centurion's talking to Jesus, said, sir, you don't have to come with me. And Jesus marveled at that. Because the centurion said, I'm a man under authority. I speak and servants go. And I can tell you're a man under authority. You speak and the servants work. And Jesus said, I've not seen faith like this Gentile in all of Israel. The Syrophoenician woman came to Jesus and said, heal my daughter. And Jesus said, it's not my time. And she said, heal my daughter. And Jesus said, it's not my time. I can't give the children's bread to a dog. He called her a dog.
He called her a dog. She didn't care, though.
And she said, sir, that's true. But a dog, even the little dogs get the crumbs. If you'll give me a crumb of the covenant, my daughter will be made whole. And Jesus said to her, daughter, your faith has made your daughter whole. And then he said to the crowd, I've not seen this kind of faith in all of Israel. So now this is what we see, verses 11 and 12, that Israel fell by not believing in Jesus. So Jesus said, then I'm taking it to the Gentiles and giving them the opportunity to be here and be a part of us. Add this verse of scripture, Galatians chapter 3, verses 27 through 30 says, there is no Jew nor Greek. There's no bond or free. There's no male nor female. We are all one in God, which is what we started out with at the beginning in our prayer time. That's Galatians 3, 27 through 30. Now, I'm back in Romans 9, verse 12. Romans 11, verse 12. You might be like, Pastor, you're smoking it. Can you slow down a little bit? Was that long enough? The verse Matthew 8, 5 through 8 is the story of the centurion. Here we go. Matthew or Romans 11, 12. If their fall is riches for the world and their failure riches for the Gentile, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles in so much as I am an apostle to the Gentiles. I magnify my ministry. Paul was sent by God to reach the Gentile. 14. If by any means I may provoke to jealousy those who are my own flesh and save some of them. Paul was of the tribe of Benjamin. Paul was a Hebrew of the Hebrews. He had a doctorate degree in Hebrewism. And so he's like, I'm going to go to the Gentiles and provoke my brothers to realize they ain't listening. And the scribes and Pharisees didn't listen. And that's what Paul was when he was murdering Christians in the book of Acts. Now, verse number 15. For if there being a castaway is the reconcile of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? Even a Jewish person can become born again. And today, there's millions of Messianic Jews.
Yeah.
Verse 16, for if the first fruit is holy, the lump is holy. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. Here comes the root and the branches word. Remember what Jesus said? I am the vine. You are the branches. You cannot abide without me, but if you are in me, you're going to bear much fruit. Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
Say it. I'm hooked into the root.
I'm hooked into the root.
And hooked into the vine.
And hooked into the vine.
Amen. Verse 17. If some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them became a partaker of the root and the fatness of the olive tree. Isn't that quite a thought? being connected to the olive tree gives you the ability to get fat.
Well, there's the thought.
Everybody says, well, you know, Pastor, I love you, but I don't really know that I'm going to get into that fat stuff for you, all right? I'm not about that. Well, here's the cool thing. I just was on a fast, and I'm going to end up losing 30 pounds, and that's amazing. I encourage you. If you haven't received the video from me about that, then make sure you text me and say, hey, Pastor, send me that getting rid of fat video. I'll send it to you. Because the guy is a cardiologist that tells you the most amazing nutritional facts about your body, the metabolic nature of your body. And I'm telling you, when you listen to him, you teach your body to get rid of all fat itself. And there'll never be another day that you'll be overweight if you have some discipline to say, I ain't going to be overweight. You cannot imagine how wonderful I feel in my body. I haven't felt this way in years. Fat isn't where it's at. Amen. And listen, I was sharing this with somebody the other day, and they came back to me, well, I don't have time to exercise like you. I lost 30 pounds with no exercise. I was doing push-ups, but I mean, it's not like a heavy cardiovascular workout. When I put my water in the microwave and warmed it up, I would do about 50 push-ups while the microwave's going. That was my only exercise.
Yeah.
But listen, this fat that Paul's talking about is not fat around your waist. This is the fatness of who we are in God and the blessing of God on our lives. We're going to talk about it in just a minute. Verse 18, look what Paul's saying to the Gentiles. Do not boast against the branches. Because evidently some of them were mocking Israel, saying, well, we're in and you ain't. If you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you.
Amen.
Say it. I'm not the vine.
Not the vine.
I'm the branch.
I am the branch.
And everything I do must be in line with the Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
You don't support the root. You receive from the root. 19. You will say then, branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well said. Because of unbelief, they were broken off. And you stand by faith, or were added by your faith into the olive tree. Do not be haughty, but fear. Don't be afraid, but have the fear of the Lord. Well, Pastor, what in the world does that mean? I've just paused long enough to get you to ask the question. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 11. I wish this card would stay in the right place. There it is. What did I say?
Oh, have fun with your bath, Sophia.
Have fun, Sophia. Love you. Watch this. Isaiah 11. Is that what I said was Isaiah 11?
Yes.
Isaiah 11, 1 through 5. Watch this. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse. I'm a part of the root.
I'm a part of the root.
Yeah.
Amen, amen, amen.
And a branch shall grow out of his roots. This is talking about Jesus. Verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. There's the seven spirits of God right here. The Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge, and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. It's a very vital force in your life, fear of the Lord. Now watch this. This is talking about the Spirit of God that was on Jesus as he was on this earth ministering. This is a prophecy of it, 730 years before Jesus was born. But look at verse 3, talking about Jesus. His delight is in the fear of the Lord. Jesus delighted in the fear of the Lord. You might say, Pastor, this is stretching me out just a little bit. Yeah, I hope so. I hope it stretches that old rubber band so tight you just breaks. And then you don't ever have to be bound by that old religion another day. He shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. Remember what God said to Samuel as he was picking the king, David? When Eliab walked in, he goes, that is not the one.
Oh, yeah.
And he said to Samuel, I do not look at the outward appearance. I'm looking at the heart. It doesn't matter if somebody looks like big and flashy and they're going and doing something. That doesn't make it right, guys. It doesn't make any of it right. What makes it right is they heard a word from God and they have the manifested presence of Christ amongst them that destroys the yoke, removes the heavy burden, and helps you get set free. You will know what it is by the Spirit that comes on that ministry. Watch this. Verse 4. But with righteousness, he will judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. Jesus preached righteousness like we did. He got it from the Father. And he delighted in the fear of the Lord. Back to Romans chapter 11. This is going to get real good in a minute.
It is real good.
It's sort of like real good right now. I'll take another drink here, though. What are you drinking, Pastor? Tonight, I have some Earl Grey Bigelow tea. I really like it.
And Mary, again, we say thank you for the cup warmer.
Oh, yeah, Mary, that cup warmer so nice. Is absolutely amazing. I use that cup warmer every single day. Every day that cup warmer gets used.
Yep,
thank you, Mary. Thank you. You're dear to my heart, man. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so let's go back to that verse we was on, Romans chapter 11, verse 20. Paul said to them, well said, because of unbelief, they were broken off, and you are grafted in, you stand by faith. Do not be haughty, but fear. Now, he's not teaching you to be afraid of God. He's teaching you to walk in the fear of the Lord. And what is that? Judgment day is coming. I'm going to stand in front of Jesus all by myself with not another soul around me, and I'm going to give an account of all of the works that I have done, any act of rebellion I've done against God, any act of my own way and my own stuff, and just acting like God wasn't there and wasn't watching. What did Paul just tell him? Don't be haughty. You got grafted in. You can be taken off too.
Yeah, exactly. Don't you be happy about that. You see, you do.
Verse 21. For God did not spare the natural branches. He may not spare you either. Now look at this next verse. Consider the goodness and severity of God on those who fell. What did they do? They fell away. On those, severity. If you continue in his goodness, goodness if you continue in his goodness. This is really good, isn't it?
Otherwise,
Sister Leanne's preaching now. It's okay. I'll take another drink. Otherwise, Pastor, I thought once I was saved, I was always saved. Yeah, you best not believe in that doctrine. I am a conditional eternal securityist. What does that mean? Well, if you don't decide to walk away from God, you're nobody can take you out of his hand. But you walk away, guess what? He's going to let you go. There are five wise and five foolish virgins. Wait, the word is virgin. That means undefiled. Five were wise. Five were foolish. The five wise had more than enough fuel. They lived by the fear of the Lord. They said, we don't know when he's coming. We're taking extra fuel, so our candles will never go out. And the five foolish said, it don't matter. He's not been here for a long time. We can live however we want to live. We'll know when he gets ready to come, and we'll just go get some fuel. They knew where to go to get it.
Yeah.
The bridegroom came. Five wise went in. The five foolish were on their way to get fuel. And when they came back, the door was shut, and they did not get in. That is not Paul. That is not John. That is not Luke. That is not Peter. That is not James or Jude. That is Jesus, the Christ, speaking to you and me. We have to let Jesus' doctrine say what Jesus' doctrine says. Can I get an amen, hallelujah, or something?
Amen.
Amen, hallelujah.
Brother Roger, she left you or something.
Roger, wake up, Roger.
Wait, Brother Dan, you get the or something, all right? There we go. I got to get Brother Dan uncovered so I can see what's going on here. Hold on. All kinds
amen,
of...
boy, hallelujah.
There he goes.
He is. Mary must have reached over and smacked.
Why, wake up over there. All right, here we go. Let's look at it again. Verse 22, consider the goodness. That's the fatness of the root, the goodness. And also the severity on those who fell. If you continue in his goodness, otherwise you'll be cut off. And they also, if they do not continue in unbelief, will be grafted back in, for God is able to graft them in again, just like he grafted you in. Isn't this an amazing set of promises?
It is. And they also, if you do not continue in unbelief, he's so merciful. Merciful, gracious.
He is merciful and gracious.
Wow.
Guys, even if you sin, even if you sin horribly,
oh, yes.
if you do not stay in that sin, if you decide, I am not living there, I am going in to the presence of God, I am going to find the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and I will not be bound by this another day,
yeah.
I am telling you. He is quick to forgive. He is long-suffering. He is kind. He is abundant in mercy. What is the answer? Never stop chasing God.
Amen. Amen.
Never stop chasing him. Some of you are new to us tonight, and you're like, Pastor, I'm trying really hard to be righteous, and I'm just not righteous like you. There must be something wrong with me. No, there's not a thing wrong with you. What's going on is you've never stopped long enough to get a revelation of the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Send me an email, an instant message, and say, Pastor, help me understand the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I've got 9 messages on the righteousness of God that is this exact format right here, and you can listen to them. All these wonderful believers with me have been out there working on those videos, putting in timestamps to take you to very excellent places in the teachings to show you the reality of the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I fought religion and the effects of religion my whole life as a pastor. And couldn't figure it out. Like, what is this? And one day a brother came, a mighty man of God actually came to our church, and he came through our church about twice a year, sometimes three, and he would preach for us. He lived about 60 miles away, and about every 3 months, if he wasn't out on the road, I'm like, hey, brother, come preach. You got something. And man, he always had the exact word, you know. Well, he preached one night, and he preached about the righteousness of faith. When the message got all done, I said, Kim, I don't know what that is. And he turned right around and he looked at me. He goes, what? I said, I don't know what that is. He goes, what? I said, well, you keep saying that statement, the righteousness of faith. He goes, you're a preacher. Like, well, then beat me with a club. I still don't know what it is, and you do. So we were by a pew. He's like, sit down. He's a cool guy. He's one of my best good friends in the ministry. He goes, so he starts explaining it. He goes, you know, when you got born again, you had to receive by faith Jesus' blood. And I said, yeah. He said, did he save you? I'm like, yeah. He said, did you know that when you get saved by faith that you need to receive his righteousness by faith? I said, well, no, but show me. We opened his Bible. He goes, it's called the righteousness of faith, where you receive his righteousness by faith, just like you did salvation. I'm like, by faith. He said, haven't you figured out that you can't beat sin in your own power? I'm like, man, I can't beat this stinking religion thing for nothing. He goes, it's because you're doing it in your own strength. I'm like, wait. What are you saying? He said, you will never be able to beat that religiosity, which will be a sin to you continually because you're going to continue to fight it. Until you realize you will never beat any sin in your own strength. No one ever has. I'm like, hold everything. No matter what I'm doing, he goes, no. The only way you beat sin is you receive Jesus' righteousness. And that righteousness is perfect. And with that righteousness, you absolutely obliterate every sin in your life. I said, you mean like right now, Jesus, I receive your righteousness and it's done? He said, yeah. I got up and started jumping and shouting, man. It was done. It was over. Never again am I going to wrestle with sin in my flesh. You can't win. You got to receive his righteousness just like you received his bloodshed. And now you're working with his righteousness. It's perfect. It never fails. You'd be like, Pastor, snow again. I didn't catch your drift. I know. I think it's 9. I got 9 teachings on it. We did last year about this time. I want to send them to you. They're in a YouTube video. Don't even cost you a penny. Nothing. And it's this exact format like we have right here, with people making comments and everybody being a part asking questions. And it's going to be a blessing to you. Better check over here. Sister Francetta was my last comment. God bless you, Francetta. Love you. Jeff, we bless you guys this week. May the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it be with you guys in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Let's keep reading. Does anybody know what verse we're on? 4. For if you were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will those who are natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree? We were considered a wild olive tree, the Gentiles. For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written. The deliverer will come out of Zion. He will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. And look at what it says. Concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But concerning the election, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. 29, for the gifts and the callings of God are irrevocable.
Wow.
When you get a gift from God at birth, God never revokes it. It's just about you, whether you take that gift and as a wise steward, begin to use it as God would have you use it. Isn't that an interesting thought process?
It really is.
That we should continually grab onto it every day. Why? Because what's ended up going on in people's lives is they don't realize that God gave them and made them who you are today when you were in your mother's womb. You are not the sum total of who you are, although you are.
Although you are.
Did that make sense? No, see, when you were born, God needed a boom to put you in heaven in, and you're in the womb. And the moment that you were put in that womb, you got an identity. Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1. You might say, Pastor, is that what is going on in my life? I have a calling by God? Yeah. But it may not be a missionary or a pastor, which is what most people believe they got to be. The body of Christ needs the body members to be there more than we need more missionaries and pastors, although we need more missionaries and pastors. But that is an office of God that you don't get to pick. God is the one who's designed that. He designed you who you get to be. When we train our children as they grow up, Sonny, you get to be whatever you want to be in the world. We train them wrong because, no, you need to be what God made you for this earth.
Amen.
And if they don't ever hook into it, they'll fight it their whole life. And God's, turn the corner, let's go over here. Turn the corner, let's go over. Make a U-turn, please, like the lady on the GPS. At the most convenient location, make a U-turn. And that's what God is doing to people. Why? He's got a plan that only you and he can know. And you ready for this? He ain't way out in heaven somewhere trying to pound it down on your head. He's in here speaking to you from the inside out. Some of you are listening way up there saying, I don't think he can even get through to me. My ears are so plugged with something. Are you kidding? If you're born again, he's right in here by the Holy Spirit of God. How amazing is that? Jeremiah chapter 1. We're going to go to verses 4 and 5. Then the word of the Lord came to me, to Jeremiah, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before I, God, formed you, whoever you are, in the womb, God knew you. How cool is that? And then he said, before you were born, I sanctified you and ordained you. Now, Jeremiah was ordained to be a prophet. You may not be ordained to be a prophet, but you were ordained by God to accomplish a mission on this earth. And from tonight's lesson, that mission is to enjoy the fatness of the rut. You get to enjoy the fatness of the rut. Well, Pastor, what in the world is the fatness of the rut? Go with me right now to the book of, I'll move my notes here. Go with me right now here to the Genesis 27, 28 and 29. Chapter 27, verses 28 and 29. This is when Isaac is blessing Jacob unjustly. Jacob lied. But listen to the blessing that he put on him that he received from his father, Abraham. Wait, did I get it right? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Yeah. Just checking my lineage there, all right? Watch this. 27. Whoops, I'm not even on the right page. That was 1 Samuel. That's a good chapter. That's pretty good. Genesis 27. I like to read out of my Bible rather than off my computer because you get a lot of power when you hold the word of God in your hand. Here we go. And verse 27, he came near and kissed him, smelled the smell of his clothing, and blessed him and said, surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore, may God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth. Pastor, you're using that word too lightly. And plenty of grain and wine. Let peoples serve you and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be anyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Say it, the fatness of the root.
The fatness of the root.
Genesis chapter 28. Esau said, I'm going to kill him. Jacob and Isaac and Rebekah said, dude, you better run.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3, may God Almighty bless you. Make you fruitful and multiply you that you may be an assembly of peoples and give you the blessing of Abraham to you and your descendants with you that you may inherit the land in which you are a stranger, which God gave to Abraham. It's called the fatness of the root. Go with me now. Deuteronomy 28. Pastor, you mean all that belongs to me? Shown up is. All belong to you. Deuteronomy, I can count, 28 is toward the end. It's verses 1 through 13. Say this, I get to have the goodness of God.
I get to have the goodness of God.
Hallelujah. See, the Apostle Paul said, the goodness and the severity of God. Goodness on those who maintain and stay in the root. Severity on those who decide to go out. Moses said to the children of Israel, when they were at Kadesh Barnea, choose you this day whom you will serve. Do you remember what he said next? Choose life.
Choose life. Amen.
Joshua and Caleb was up in front of him saying, choose life.
It seems so simple.
But in the day when there's many deceptive voices saying,
yeah.
Follow me, I need followers. Please follow me, I 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 follow me. They can look good and they can act good and they can even put on smell and sauce and smell good. But it won't be long and you see what's in the heart. And if what's in the heart isn't the beautiful love of God from a shepherd, the good shepherd, then there's somebody who's just raised themselves up into something that it never will produce. You might get a big following. There's a mess of them out there right now of a big following. But when you really sit and listen to them, it's like eating cheese and crackers. There ain't no steak in it. And when you get done, you go to another one. You're like, man, that was kind of dry crackers. And then you look and you say, but when I go over here, I get meat and potatoes, mashed potatoes and gravy. I get some I get some mushroom gravy and green beans and collards and what's that one stuff I don't like? Hominy.
Oh.
But see, guys, God wants us blessed beyond anything that you can imagine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything. If you were to go back and listen to every video that we have done since March 21st of 2020 and listen to every one of them in the evening that comes up to where we are today, you would find a journey in God that would be absolutely amazing. And you would see us at our level of spirituality in 2020, and then you would watch us grow, all of us in this group that's still here.
Yeah.
You'd watch us grow. And we grew all the way through 2020, all the way through 2021. And you and I are standing here right now launching into one of the greatest things that God has ever, ever done. And it's a blessing to you. We're going to read this in a minute. I just have to stop and say to Sister Rebecca, I love Brussels sprouts,
yeah.
Especially with cheese.
Or in soup.
Sister Leanne had them in vegetable soup the other day when we came off our fast. I think I ate all of them and only left her two or three.
I think so, too. I need to make that soup again. More Brussels sprouts.
The next time she'll put two bags of Brussels sprouts in it. I know him. He's going to eat every one of them, man. Verse 28, chapter 28, verse 1. Let's read this. Want to say it with me? The fatness of God.
The fatness.
Now watch what God says to his children Israel. But remember, you and I have been grafted into the vine. We have
Thank
been
Lord.
Grafted into the vine.
Thank you, Lord.
And every one of these verses I'm getting ready to read is for you and me. This is the fatness of the root. And yes, Rebecca, I would like them wrapped in bacon and eggplant put together, wrapped around a Brussels sprout with a little toothpick through it.
You know how else they're good is at Famous Dave's when they cook them with walnut
pecans.
Yeah, buttery.
Buttery candied pecans with Brussels sprouts.
Roasted.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
Famous Dave's.
So
that's just, I have the same problem only with another food, biscuit and gravy. I haven't touched them since 7/11/69.
In basic training, really?
Yeah. They probably ruined your taste for biscuits and gravy in the military, I'm sure. Here we go. Verse 1. It shall come to pass. Circle it. It's the biggest word in the Bible. If you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the world. And Paul, a Jew, is saying to you and I, a Gentile dude, you got grafted into the goodness of God. Don't get arrogant about it.
Yeah, there you go. Don't get arrogant.
Be filled with love and thanksgiving and gratefulness that Jesus was willing to include you and me in the price that he paid, and thank him for his grace and his mercy every day.
Yeah.
Verse 2, all these blessings shall come up on you and overtake you. They're coming from behind as you walk with God. They're coming up on you. They're going to overtake you.
Overtake us, blessings.
Yeah, say it. Overtake me, blessings. Come on. And because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. So you could actually circle the because word and make a straight line to the if word. If, because.
If, because.
Verse 3. Blessed shall you be in the city. We're in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed shall you be in the field.
Kind of in the field, too.
In the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, that's your children. The produce of your ground, the increase of your herd, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. That's what you do for a living. Say it. My living is blessed by God.
My living is blessed by God.
Isn't that
thank
awesome?
You, Lord, thank you, Lord.
He's going to bless you, whether you're a city worker or a country worker. Doesn't matter. You're blessed. That means if you in the city decide to go out in the country for a day, you're even blessed while you're out in the country after you was in the city. And when you leave your blessing in the country and you go back in the city, you're going to be blessed back in the city after you left the country where you was blessed. Stay with me. His blessing is on me 24-7.
His blessing is on me 24-7.
Verse 5, blessed shall be your kneading bowl and your basket. Blessed shall you be when you come in. Blessed shall you be when you go out. Are you getting the idea that behind this, you are blessed in everywhere you go in God? See, it's called the fatness of the root. We were Gentiles. We didn't have access to this. But Jesus said, I have sheep that I got to get here from another fold. And because they've rejected me, they're going to go to them. Remember John, look, it was in John chapter 1, the beginning of Jesus' ministry. He said he came to his own, verse 12. And his own didn't receive him. But as many as did receive him, the Roman centurion, the Syrophoenician woman, blind Bartimaeus, you know, it's the different people that followed him. Mary Magdalene, whom we cast seven did. To as many as did receive him, to them he gave the power to become the child of God, grafted into the root. And it's a fat root. I like being connected to a fat root, not just a little skinny, tiny surface root. That means you're connected to the tap root.
Someday I'll take my blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
Where is Sunday?
It's on YouTube.
I have lost track of YouTube. YouTube, come in, YouTube, come in. There you are. Bless you, Sunday. We love you. I'm in verse number 6. You're going to be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. Literally, when you leave your house, say it. I am blessed when I go out. When you come back in, say, I am blessed when I come in. When we leave, we have it right on our door. We turn around and lock it. We say it. It's on the outside of our door right here in the apartment complex. Watch this. We also say he set before us an open door that no man can shut.
Yes.
Why? You get the fruit of your lips. You might as well be saying something. Verse 7. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They will come out against you one way, and they will flee seven ways because they're your enemy and they're against you, and God is for you.
He takes care of his kids.
He takes care of his kids. Want to say it with me? Debt flee seven ways.
Debt flee in seven ways.
Amen. Verse 8, the Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses, your savings account, your bank account, in all to which you set your hand. God's blessing is on this right here because we set our hand to this. Isn't that something? He will bless you in the land which the Lord your God has given you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his way, he is going to establish you a holy people and give you all those blessings. You'll be established holy to him. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Verse 10, all the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. All the peoples of the earth will see that you're called by the name of the Lord, and they'll be afraid of you. The fear of the Lord will be on you, and they'll be able to see it. That's wonderful. The Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body and increase of your livestock, and the produce of your ground in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. Verse 12, the Lord will open to you his good treasure. the heavens to give rain to your land in its season, to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, and you will not borrow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You will be above only and not beneath. There's that big word again. You heed the commandments of the Lord, which I say to you today. The goodness and the severity of the fatness of the root. I'm here to tell you, God's blessing is on us so much and so abundantly that you and I got to stop ourselves every day and say, the bottom line is this. I am not living in that old sour puss, suck your thumb mentality another day of my life. I hear people say it all the time, but don't. We give God thanks for who he is in all we do. We do not thank him for sickness, disease, and trials. People say, well, you're supposed to thank him for trials. Hey, the trials are going to come, and they're going to be around me. I know they're coming, but I don't have to glory in them. I'm going to glory in the strength and the grace of Almighty God. See, too many people want to get prideful about, well, I've had this trial all week, and I made it. That's pride. Well, Pastor, it made me strong. Yeah, it did. It did. But don't glorify the devil in any words out of your mouth, because when you do, it gives him access to work. And you don't want that in your life. Now, one of the definitions of fatness is, there's a couple definitions here. I want you to think about this. Fat, plumpness, richness. Oiliness. Did you know that was the word, oiliness?
Oiliness. I didn't. Well,
that would mean,
yeah,
like no dry skin, oiliness.
Yeah.
To drink, or figuratively, to receive into the soul what serves to refresh, strengthen, and nourish you to eternal life. To receive into the soul that which will refresh you, strengthen you, and nourish you unto eternal life. That's the word fatness. We just read it.
And that's what you get from reading the word.
That's what you get from reading the word. A rich dish, a fertile field, a robust man.
A robust man.
I know the one king in the New Old Testament was so fat when they stuck him with the dagger, they lost the dagger in him. Remember that story?
I do not remember that story.
But that was the wrong kind of fatness. Now, listen to this. Psalm 63, verses 4 through 7. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches, because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. And he literally says, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow in your bones and fatness. Pastor, can you bind all those fat words you spoke over us tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, we rebuke every time you said fat.
Now, my word fat was just talking about the riches and the blessing of God coming upon you to refresh, strengthen, and nourish you to find eternal life and live in him. See, the Apostle Paul said, do not forget to consider the goodness and the severity of God. If God doesn't have a severe side, then people just go off and do whatever they want, and they just totally destroy the kingdom of God. But that's not it. Not one ounce of sin is allowed in the kingdom of heaven. Not one ounce. Not one drop, one sin is allowed into heaven. So it behooves us to get rid of sin and to figure out what his righteousness is all about and walk with him. You know, if God were to inhabit a dirty temple, then he would have to repent to Israel for requiring them to have such perfection in their temple. The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, what time is it? Time to be done. The Apostle Paul, and then we'll receive communion. The protein of the food of God. Amen.
Amen, Sunday.
Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Let's just look at this. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and you can't go that way and get to Corinthians. Verse 16, 16 through 18. 2 Corinthians 6, 16 through 18. What agreement has the temple of God with idols? You're the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell with them. I will walk among them. I will be their God. They shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and my daughters. What was he telling you? He was telling you to not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers, even those who say, I am a believer, and live in sin.
Wow.
I watched it this week, a young lady that I know. So pure. Holy. Went to Baptist camp after camp after camp after. And this week she fell to the world and published it on Facebook for everybody to see.
With pride.
With pride. Do not forget the goodness. And do not forget the severity. The fear of the Lord keeps you in the center of the road. The love of the Lord keeps you in the center of the road, as long as you got the fear of the Lord and the love of the Lord side by side. The fear of the Lord will keep you from lawlessness. The love of the Lord will keep you from being legalistic and hard line, hard rules. I don't need to know your sin. I'm here to help you live in righteousness. No man needs to know your sin. You don't confess your sins to man. You confess your sins to God. Well, Pastor, it says in James chapter 5, you're taking it out of context. Don't do that.
And yeah, that does get you, Rebecca.
I encourage you. The goodness of God gonna make you fat, but not the next size up in clothing. It's gonna make your spirit man fat. And then in the realm of the spirit, everywhere you go, everybody's like, that is one fat dude in the spirit right there. No, see, he said, I'm going to walk among you, be your God, and you'll be my people. God wants to walk with you every day. And if you will just walk with him, you will not go astray. Because he's going to lead you in the paths of righteousness. Remember what that verse says? Psalm 23, verse 3. He's going to lead you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And it's his name that's on that olive branch and on that olive tree. And that's the root. Woo! The verses just keep coming. Roger must be praying for another 4 hours because they just keep coming.
Oh, he ain't going to.
Sure you will, brother. I am sure you will. In Jesus' mighty name. But let's be done. And we'll come back tomorrow night and we'll hit this again from another whole point of view. And it doesn't hurt us to be done a little early one night and receive our communion together and welcome new believers into the family in Jesus' mighty name. And when we're finished, we're going to serve Brussels sprouts with crackers and cream cheese.
Crackers and cream cheese. Yum.
Anyways. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, this is just a simple word tonight, but so powerful how you lay it out in your holy word. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. That your grace and your mercy reaches every one of us. We choose to walk with you every day. Put your hands out like this and just tell him, I receive you into my life right now. Somebody's saying it right now on the program. You're saying, Pastor, just pray right now. All right, I am. Say this, Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the
And you rose from the dead.
And you rose from the
dead. And I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Pastor, don't I have to repent of all my sins? How are you going to do that? How are you going to remember every sin? When they show up, just say, no, that's not me. I'm a new creation. You just got born again. You just received Jesus into your life. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing. Thank God for who he is in every one of us. In Jesus' mighty name, you can hear this message in its entirety again on YouTube. That's all that is on that YouTube video is just the message of tonight's program. And that'll be available as soon as the program's over. You can go right back in there, search it up on samueljcottle.com. When you get there, make sure you hit the bell, you hit subscribe, and you click like. And if you get into the message and it's like, man, I got to put a timestamp right here. That's a powerful statement. Click the pause. See what that little timestamp says, 12:45 out of 1 hour, and take that timestamp, put it in your little comment you're making, like 12:45. This is amazing. And the next person that comes along will be able to click on that and say, why ain't you joking? That was a powerful statement. Well, how do I know what it is? It's just the Holy Spirit speaking to you. And the same Spirit that speaks to you is going to speak to somebody else. I've gone to preaching again. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Some of you didn't think I was going to recover, did you? He's just gone. Look at him. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 is the story. Of Jesus. It's Jesus talking to the Apostle Paul when he met with him about communion. God met with Paul in the wilderness and trained him for 14 years. Verse 23, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he blessed it, he broke it And he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse 25, in the same manner after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Isn't that a powerful thing? All of Jesus' redemptive work is in that cup of juice and that broken piece of bread. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Isn't that something? Why? Verse 31, because, you know, if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. You can see those references right there in the post. Perfect love casts out fear. I'm in the wrong verse again. Help me, Jesus. 17 says, love has been perfected among us in this. Why? That we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he, Jesus, is sitting on the throne, so are we right here in this world. Perfect love casts out fear, the torment that goes with it, because there's no fear in God's perfect love. Isn't that awesome? And there should be no fear in the communion service either. Jesus was wounded for your transgression, bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of the peace is on you. By your stripes, you're healed. So if you do wrong, you don't run from his broken body and blood. You run to it. If you sin, get your communion elements out and sanctify them and ask God to forgive you and receive communion. Pastor, I thought I would die if I did that. Yep. Religion has trained you to be afraid of the very answer that God gave us. When they cause you to have to become a member before you can receive communion, they violate the word of God. Because if his body, and if his body is broken and his blood is received in any service, if you're a believer, you should be able to receive. I've received communion in the Catholic Church, the Episcopal Church, the Lutheran Church, the Baptist Church. But every one of those that I received it in, they had an intelligent priest or pastor or whatever you call them that said anybody who's a believer can come forward. And man, I was in a couple of them where it didn't matter. We were doing the funerals for the fallen soldiers. And so we were in every kind of church you can imagine, big and small, crazy and very solemn. And yet the ones you wouldn't expect to be welcome, they welcome you. And the one you expect to be open, no way. Lock that thing down tighter than a drum, man. And that's not God. Because if you sin, you need the blood of Jesus. Amen. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation right now. And you'll pray that prayer with us. Maybe you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. This is your opportunity to come into the kingdom. Somebody just prayed it with me just a minute ago. And now we'll pray our whole prayer, and you can be a part of that too. You ready? Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life
every day. And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
I believe you raised from the dead.
I believe you raised.
And I receive you into my life right now.
And I receive you into my life right now.
Fill every part of
me. Fill every part of you, Lord.
Forgive me of my sin, Lord.
Forgive me of my sin,
Lord. Every one of them.
Every one of
them. Wash me in your precious blood.
Wash me in your precious blood.
I receive it now.
I receive it now.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
language. And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Welcome to the family of God. Just like that. Pastor, there was nothing about that. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And that one prayer, you went from darkness into the kingdom of light. He took you out of this, the sin of this world and put you into his righteousness. Because you can't beat your sin in your own strength, like I said a few minutes ago. Takes the righteousness of God. You went from fear to faith. Why? Because when you sin, there's a fear of hell and death. But now faith, because Jesus, the author and finisher of the faith, just came to make his abode right inside of you. And he is now leading you from the inside out. And Jesus actually taught us, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. And the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing? You might say, how can it be this simple? Because your Father has come to live on the inside of you. The Father looked at Jesus and said, adopt them into the family. You got new DNA tonight. You got a new life tonight. You got a new way of living tonight. He didn't just save you in there and say there, well, hope you make it. No, he put himself on the inside of you so he can guide you from the inside out every day. Say this with me. Jesus, help me walk with you today.
Jesus, help me walk with you today.
Pray that prayer every day in the morning when you wake up. Pray it at noon when you stop to eat your meal. Pray it before you eat your supper, when you're in the shower, before you go to bed. Pray it, pray it, pray it, pray it, pray it. And he will help you walk with God.
Amen.
They put my email address and website in there so that I can help you walk with God. Shoot me an email and say, Pastor, I prayed the prayer. And I'll be glad to help you in any way I can. Over 600 videos that are faith-filled videos teaching you how to walk with God. It's a pretty amazing thing to see what God is doing. We welcome you, and we thank you for what you're doing and the fact that you came and was with us tonight.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Now, get you some grape juice and bread, some bread and water. We'll receive the communion elements together. I'm going to pray a prayer of blessing. Pray it with us. And then I'm going to bless the bread. We're going to make a prayer of the bread. And then we'll receive it. And then we'll make a prayer about the grape juice. And we'll receive that. That's our process. You ready? Take your phone with you to the kitchen. Say this with me. I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
Time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my
peace. Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing. Every joint supply.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive the broken bread. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin. Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
My conscience. Wait a minute. I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sickness.
Has to pass over. And cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name. Let's receive his bloodshed.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. We like to sing. Hey, you guys didn't pray with us.
Oh, that's right.
That means you have to sing with us.
There you go.
As long as you're decently dressed, then sing with us. Ready?
Good night, Sunday. Love
you. Bless you, Sunday. Bless you, Sophie. Love you.
Love you, Sophie.
Ready? Let's sing Jesus Loves Me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Ooh, I love it. I love having you sing with us.
Pastor, why are you singing a kid's song? Well, we got to just take little ones out of there and say everyone to him belongs.
Amen.
It don't matter. We sing it to kids because kids need to know Jesus loves them. But
and our Sophie is with us.
Guess what? Big kids need to know that Jesus loves him too.
Yes. Amen.
And it's a good message tonight.
Yeah.
This is a good word tonight.
The goodness of our God.
It's a severity side of God, but you don't ever have to get into it. Yes. You don't ever have to be a part of it. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Because Sophia loves this. I love that.
I love it. Them little kids go way beyond what big kids get. and thank God for it. In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' mighty name.
Well, we're done a little early tonight, but that'd be all right. It's a good thing.
It is. I have to go to the store.
To go to the store. Go ahead, Roger.
Y'all come back. More the good word.
Y'all come back for the
Amen.
More of
Thank
the good
you,
word.
Roger.
Well, this is what we're going to do. In honor of our sister, this dear sister, Phyllis K. Raymond, I'm going to give our last verse. And I'm going to hang out for a few minutes with our family here in the Zoom zone. But our closing verse for you, dear Phyllis, wherever you are floating in the Gulf of Mexico.
Feeling you're being held captive. That's your
She would be here and read it for us, but here it is. Jude, verse 24 and 25. Remember, y'all come back the same time, same place. Click like, love, subscribe, hit the bell so you know when we're on. We're going to receive communion every night like this. And the good word of faith. We've been on the fat root now. This will be our second message. We're going to be on it again. And the olive tree, because it's got a message to it. Verse 24. Now unto him who is able to do. No, who is able to keep you from stumbling. And to present you faultless. That means no fault. Before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
And amen.
And amen. Till we see you tomorrow. Tomorrow at noon, noon Eastern. For our celebration day. Tomorrow is Friday, praise day. And wonderful goodness and giving glory and praise tomorrow morning. So see you then. And we call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Remember, we have the Read the Word program that's going to come on. We've got a Read the Word messenger thread. We got a family thread. We have worship every single night. And we want you to be a part of any of it that you want to be a part of in Jesus' mighty name. I should have asked, Brother Dan, you got anything to say? Look, and the one throws up the hand. I don't see the hand. Brother Dan knows that process, so it'll be all right. We'll leave you on with us, Dan. For those of you on Facebook and YouTube Live, may God richly bless you. In Jesus' mighty name. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. And now, nothing left but Brother Roger and us.
Did I explain the wording with the first letter of every word?
Oh, yeah. You did good.
Okay. So you understand the pattern.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a espionage kind of guy, but wasn't born yesterday either. Because I've had to make those secret messages myself.
Sometimes you gotta go into the back door to get what you want to say.
Well, you know. Well, tonight on YouTube we had 6 playbacks, and average watch time was 24 minutes. That's good. Here comes Brother Dan. Check it out, Brother Dan. What's happening tonight, man?
Left on, I'll be on the side.
How you doing, Brother Dan? He's working on that mic situation. Either that or he don't want to talk. He'll be all right. Those of you on Blog Talk Radio might be like, why you guys do all this talking? Well, because we got some folks hanging around with us, and we like to just say, hi, we love you, we bless you in Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name,
we bless you guys. And thanks for being a part of our lives. And go ahead, Dan, if you got something. I'm going to disconnect Blog Talk Radio.